The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is spearheading plans and activities for Earthquake Awareness Week 2018, January 7 to 13, under the theme Preparing for the Quake Helps Reduce Damage After the Shake. Senior Director of Preparedness and Emergency Management, Horace Glaze, says every Jamaican family must take earthquake readiness seriously. He offers some well-needed advice on how to reduce risks in the event of a quake.
A big part of the challenge for us when we think about earthquakes is that we always hear about the 1907, we hear about the 1692, right? But unlike our flood events and so on, where just last week we could have seen the impact around us, earthquake seems to be one of those distant phenomena that we are not too concerned about. However, when we looked at our neighbors, 2010, Haiti, over 200,000 dead. We recall last year, September, the Mexico quake, where they had a quake on their anniversary of a major quake, and that quake took over, the last count was over 360 lives. So we really are to look at this and think really about how do we prepare for emergencies, get the facts, be aware of the hazard and the potential impact that it has. How is it impacting lives? How is it impacting business? How is it impacting the ordinary persons in our communities? How does it impact our schools? In fact, one of the things that we must consider, there's a notion of what is called a complex emergency. And Mexico had a very interesting look on that. So imagine the significant rain events that we have been having last week. And imagine that coupled with a major earthquake event. With the numerous blocked roads, the numerous landslides that we have from the rain event. And think about how prepared you are as individuals. So starting with the individual, starting with the community. And if we remember nothing else, the ODPEM preaches duck cover and hold on. But communities, individuals ought to look at preparedness at different levels. Look at our structures in which we live, in which we work, and take interest in having those structures strengthened in as best a way as we can. The common mood that we put forward is to do a hazard hunt around your home, do a hazard hunt around your business, do a hazard hunt around your communities, and look for those potential things that may cause excessive damage or excessive harm or injury to persons. So when we see our light poles dangling, when we see our bridges having visible signs of failure, visible signs of strains and stresses, when we see that around our homes, we ought to be very concerned about it and we ought to take action. I mean, everything will have its price tag, for lack of a better word. However, the small steps that we take each day, each month, each year goes a far way in our preparedness. And so you are to be encouraged to do things like that. Prepare an emergency kit. Talk to our families about preparedness and looking at these issues around the home. From the point of view of businesses, critical facilities that we rely on a day-to-day basis. How do we get our power? How do we get our water? All right, our roads, our bridges in critical corridors. As the NWA will tell you, those critical corridors that some of which are being impacted today from heavy rainfall. And specifically for the businesses, to look at the business of business continuity planning and continuity of operations, looking at the impact of the potential impact of earthquakes and thinking of business continuity in that manner for that sort of a major disruption. Look at those, what we term as low-hanging fruits that we can, you know, latch on to and take those initial steps to save lives and protect properties and livelihoods.
Senior Director of Preparedness and Emergency Management at ODPEM, Horace Glaze. Earthquake Awareness Week activities continue with readiness workshops for businesses and ODPEM staff on January 11 and 12, a live broadcast on earthquake and tsunami readiness on January 14, and on January 17, schools across the country will observe Earthquake Awareness Day.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.